Marley. Morning, buddy.
This podcast is brought to you by Podbean. Podbean is the easiest way to create your own podcast. We use Podbean to host the Old Man's Podcast here, Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. Pacific Time. Download the free Podbean podcast app to start recording and publishing your very own podcast in minutes. Podbean provides everything you need to run your podcast, and you can record and publish episodes directly from the app on your phone. Download the free Podbean app today. That's P-O-D-B-E-A-N. Head on over to Podbean at www.podbean.com and use the code PODCAST21. That's all capitalized, PODCAST21, for your first 30 days of podcast hosting for free. Check them out.
Bienvenidos al Old Man's Podcast, el podcast del viejo. Nos puedes escuchar en la app de Podbean Podcast, en Apple y Google Podcast, Spotify, Amazon Music y muchos otros lugares. Si nos quieres escuchar en vivo, nuestro show se transmite de lunes a viernes a las 8 a.m., tiempo del centro.
Tuesday, January 10th, 2023. Morning to Marley from Underground Shuffle and Haney Day and Luke Kess. It's a good to have you here. Old man, welcome. Just wait for Russ, I guess.
Hey, Eric, how you doing?
Doing good.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Old Man's Podcast Show. I'm your host, the Old Man, and with me is my number two, Eric Kirk from Georgia. Just trying to get this thing off the runway, get it up in the air. Let's get going. I want to welcome everybody. Good to see y'all. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for all our listeners throughout the world and the United States. Thank you, everybody. I want to welcome everybody from Turkey, Japan, France, Russia, Netherlands, India. Thank you for tuning in and listening. And in the States, I want to welcome everybody from Vermont, Utah, welcome Tennessee, New Hampshire, Idaho, and Wisconsin. Good to see everybody. Thank you for tuning in. We appreciate you. We are your anti-anger, anti-hate. Grab a cup of coffee, sit down. Let's chit chat about anything and everything interesting and non-confrontational. We're family-friendly, safe for work, easy-going, clean podcast on a mission. And that mission is to put a smile on your face, a laugh in your heart, and a skip in your step. Just skipping out the door, taking on the challenges of life with a smile on your face. That's what it's all about. I'm Brenda Hunt. See ya. There's Russ, Mr. Russ Brown. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Russ Brown. Karate Jane. Good to see you, Karate Jane. I like that. Hey, what a good show to come into, Karate Jane. Yeah. Good to have everybody. What a great day. Mr. Williams, good to see you, Mr. Williams. Man, Eric, I was looking at a weather map. There looks like there is one monster storm coming towards the West Coast.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my gosh. California better hold on, man. They've been slammed.
Welcome to Friends.
Bam! Hello, everybody. Good to see you. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, depending on where you are at in the world. It's good to see everybody. Russ, what's happening?
Yeah, what's up, man? How you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm doing pretty good. Trying to click all these buttons, trying to get these songs, and then my headphones are feeling weird on my. I think I'm getting big old man ears. Big old man ears. They don't fit inside these headphones. I don't know what's going on. I need to change the cushions.
Your ears and your nose never stop growing.
So. Ain't that the truth? Man, what is it? I look back at my pictures in high school, and it's like I just have normal ears and a normal nose. Now everything's getting huge. What's going on with that? Yeah. It's a pain.
I'm getting tires changed right now. I had a blowout this morning, and then I got here, and he's like, "Well, your left tire looks like it's about to blow out too."
What?
So now instead of just getting one tire, I'm getting two.
Oh my gosh! So you're out and about. You're remote today.
Oh yeah, I got the girls in the car with me and everything, man. It's a wonderful morning.
Oh my gosh! Welcome. Sorry, man. Sorry.
Yeah, me too. Me too.
Eric, what's going on with you?
Nothing much. The same old, same old. And I noticed a couple of friends that got kicked off the Twitter finally starting to slowly come back.
Oh, they got kicked off of Twitter? Really?
Oh, that was like 2 years ago, but they're finally coming back now.
Oh, okay. I got you. Some of your friends. Good. Good deal. Hi, Christian. Good to see you, buddy. Hit that follow button. Only crazy lady. Today in 1861, Florida became the third state to secede from the United States in the Civil War. Oh, really? There you go. She said earlier she is full of facts this morning. Full of facts. Let me see. Where did she say that? I have tons of random facts today. Well, there you go. Type them in and we'll let everybody know.
Speaking of the Civil War, you ever listen to those first seven episodes?
I got to about three, and then I've just never gotten back to it. I've had a lot of things come up, and I'm just busy.
That's all right. It ain't going nowhere.
No, it's not. I just saw that they posted a new one, so they're still what they're doing. I just haven't gotten to it.
Let me know when you do. It's an awesome conversation I'd like to have.
Oh, yeah, I will. I'll try to make it a point to. It's hard for me to just sit down. I mean, I got hockey I got to watch. I got hockey and
Hot Wars
and robot battles. Battle bots are on now. I got a battle bots to watch. And oh, man, there's just all kinds of stuff that's just taking my time away from me. All the horrors of being retired.
Oh, the horrors of being that. I thought you said something totally different. I was like, wow, old man, you're going way off today, ain't you? Like, you're right over that PG rating.
Yeah, you're right. The horror of being retired. Yeah. I'm an old man. Hey, speaking of which, I'm watching movies. Wait, first off, TV. We just finished up that series on TV. If you're a country music fan and you like the old country music, we just got done watching that series on Prime Video, I believe it is. George and Tammy. It's about George Jones and Tammy Wynette. That's a good series. That was a good series. It's only six episodes long. And it's a good little mini series. George and Tammy. It's about George Jones and Tammy Wynette. Tammy Wynette. But that's it. That's good. And the interesting thing about that is the two stars that are playing the leading roles in there actually are doing their own singing in this series. So congratulations on them. If this thing doesn't get nominated for some Emmys or that, I don't know. There just ain't no justice. But this kind of rekindled the love that I have in my heart for old style country music. It's just some good music. So check it out. George and Tammy. George and Tammy on Prime Video. Another thing I watched. Have you guys seen that movie Black Adam?
No, not
Black Adam. You know, it's the DC. It's the DC world, and he's a new kind of a new superhero, Black Adam. I watched it. It's okay. It's okay. I'm not really a DC comic fan. But I got to tell you, the movie, Karate Jane saw it. She said it was awesome. Yeah, it was pretty good. It was pretty good.
You know, Black Adam's part of the Shazam universe.
I was just going to say that. Remember the movie Shazam when it came out with that guy that played in that TV series, Chuck? That guy. Yeah, that guy. It stars him, Chuck. And yeah, when I was watching Dark Adam, I'm going, wait a minute. I've seen something like this before. And yeah, he's part of the Shazam world. And I was blown away by that. I thought that is so funny.
You know, the Shazam and Black Adam and all that came about because Bob Siegel, the guy that wrote Superman, for a time there, he lost the rights to Superman. He didn't copyright it, and he lost the rights to it. And when he lost the rights to it to American Comics, he started making Shazam for DC because they was about to lose Superman. But eventually they got in court and they won property rights back to Superman. So now you got Shazam and Superman in the same universe. But that's where Shazam came from. He was supposed to be the remake of Superman.
Well, I find that really funny. I really do. Because the Shazam movie, you know, was kind of done tongue-in-cheek. Fucking you know, nice. It was kind of a comedy-type superhero movie, you know. The right. This teenage boy turns into Shazam, this superhero and all this and that. And then when I started watching Black Adam, I'm going, isn't that lightning, that lightning thing on his chest? That's the same thing that's on Shazam. And then when they show how Black Adam got his powers in that, and then lo and behold, what does he say? Shazam! He says, and I go, no, this is a Shazam movie. Hey, Lex, good to see you.
They didn't include Shazam. Because Dwayne Johnson and the guy that plays Chuck, whatever, apparently they had some kind of falling out over what the movie should be about, and so they just wrote they took the whole Shazam angle out of the movie when they filmed it.
No, you mean Black Adam?
Yes, Black Adam.
No, it's in there. It's in there, Russ. I mean, it shows how he gets.
Yeah, Shazam's not in there though. Like, he was supposed to be in there. Shazam was supposed to be
in there. Oh, you mean Shazam was supposed to be in it. Oh, I got you.
And they took him out of the movie because he couldn't get along with Dwayne Johnson.
That's funny. I mean, it's a good movie, but, I mean,
You know, James Gunn took over DC now, so the Black Adam movie, they're just scrapping it all, really. Like, it came out and they're trying to make money off it and everything, but he's resetting the whole DC universe.
Yeah, I know. He fired the current guy they had for Superman. They fired him.
Henry Cavill got fired.
They fired him. And then, and then that set off a chain reaction of stuff happening. The lady that plays Wonder Woman, she ain't, the last I read or heard, she's not coming back as Wonder Woman.
Yeah. Now Gail Godot is gone too. Yeah.
Yeah, the reason that I read that was behind her leaving is the fiasco with the guy that played Superman. Oh, if he's gone, I'm gone too. I'm out of here, you know. And James Gunn.
I don't know how much my moral. I don't know. I guess if you already have money, it really don't make a difference. But if I was making 30 mil a movie. As a Wonder Woman, I don't think that my moral high ground of, oh, well, you fired him, so I'm quitting would work. I'd be like, I'm sorry to fire you, but I like my 30 mil. So,
there's no way I'd quit. There's no way. And that's interesting you bring that up because actually, you know, it's just a workplace thing. And I, you know, one thing about work I don't care if you're in the I don't care if you're in the movie industry or whatever. The one thing about work is once you leave your job and you go to someplace, you never take any of your, you never take any of your work friends with you. You know, they're gone. You know, I mean, that's how it is. I mean, once you leave and you go to another job, you don't have any work for, you know, you got to make new friends and all your work buddies and that seem to disappear. At least that's my experience. So yeah, she's crazy to do that. She's kind of crazy to do that, to give up that kind of money. But like you said, you know, Russ, if they're, you know, if they already have that kind of big money, I mean, you know, if you got money sitting around, I mean, does it really matter? You know, but I'd be hard pressed to turn my back on $30 million just to make that movie. Yeah. I wonder whatever happened with her. She was supposed to play they were going to do a remake of Cleopatra. They were going to do a remake of Cleopatra, and she was supposed to play Cleopatra in that movie. I know she was getting some resistance to her being cast as Cleopatra because they were saying, you know, oh, she's a Jew, she's Jewish, and she shouldn't be allowed to play an Egyptian. And it's like, wait a minute, Cleopatra was an Egyptian. She wasn't Egyptian. Cleopatra wasn't Egyptian. You know, I don't know. I think, you know, hey, let him play it.
Cleopatra is Ethiopian.
Yeah. Yeah. She wasn't Egyptian. So no, what's the
Ethiopian?
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, she had a love affair with Alexander the Great, too. So, I mean, yeah.
Yeah. And wasn't there somebody else? There was some other Roman she had like an affair with. Hi, Anna Paula. Good to see you, Ana Paula dos Santos Fernandez. Nice. Good to see you. Hit that follow button. Anyway, I don't know. But anyway,
that's what my dad would call a. That's what my dad would call a $10 handle right there.
Yeah, really. Yeah. But this whole thing with the Black Adam, you know, at the end of Black. Spoiler alert! If you haven't heard it, plug yours. Beep 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 beep. But at the end of Black Adam, the guy that plays that Superman makes an appearance at the end of Black Adam.
So right, that's why everybody thought he was going. Everybody was like, yay, Henry Cavill's coming back. Then they hired James Gunn. It's like, no, he's not coming back. Boo.
Boo. Yeah, exactly. But
I've seen an article yesterday that says that James Gunn's talking to Henry Cavill about making movies later on after he really initializes the universe as an older Superman, so that might happen. I don't know.
Yeah, but isn't James Gunn, isn't he dabbling in Marvel too? Because wasn't he the guy Guardians?
Yeah, he got fired from Marvel. Guardians is going to be his last movie.
Yeah.
But he's got one more Guardian coming out that he made, Guardians of the Galaxy 3.
Yeah, that's coming out. That should be out this year, 2003, I believe.
Yeah. I don't know if you've seen the little holiday special they had, Guardians of the Galaxy Guardian special.
Well, no, because they had it limited to you had to sign up for that one streaming thing to get it. I mean, they didn't release it universal. You know, they just released it to the little streaming group. If you don't belong to that group, you don't get to watch it.
The Disney Plus group. I can give you my account information if you want to watch it.
Oh, what a nice guy. No,
yeah.
I don't.
You can watch all the Marvel stuff there if you want to. no joke. I'll give it to you. I'll let you use it. But
don't say that over the air. Oh, great! Now they're gonna know. You know. Oh, well, great. The old man's stealing Disney Plus. No,
they charge you like $3 extra for screen share, so you can have it on more than two devices.
Oh, okay.
So I pay for that, so I can have it on unlimited devices.
My son came and paid me a visit one year, and when he came, you know, he wanted to set up and watch TV, and he goes, "You don't have Prime Video?" I go, "No, I don't have Prime Video. I ain't paying for that." You know, okay, well, and he set my TV up for Prime Video. I was a part of his thing. I had Prime Video for years, you know, and he was paying for it. Thanks, Rich. I'm paying for it by myself now, but
you grew up a little bit.
Yeah, I heard a story. This supposedly a true story. This guy, his neighbor come over and he said, "Hey, you know, things are tight, things are rough. I wonder if you would mind if I, you know, if I could get your, use your Wi-Fi, you know. And a guy goes, no problem here. I'll give you my password. You know, you can log in and use my Wi-Fi. No big deal, you know. And so he did. And, about a year or so goes by. And then he finds out that his buddy is getting a streaming service, some kind of streaming service that he wanted. And he goes, hey, do you mind if, can I get your login stuff, your information, and, kind of tap into your streaming service there? And the guy goes, yeah, no problem. And the wife goes, no, wait a minute. No way. I'm paying for that. I'm not just going to give it to somebody else to use because I'm paying for it. And the guy goes, oh, okay. All right. About an hour later, there's a knock on the guy's door going, hey, is there something wrong with your Wi-Fi? Because we can't seem to log on, you know, and he's standing there with his wife. And he goes, yeah, well, you know, I'm paying for it. And then, you know, you shouldn't have other people using your stuff. So, it backfired on her. Come on.
Yeah, I really got to just let him have the password.
Yeah, really. Swap stuff out.
Yeah.
So, I was, Black, you know, there's got to reach a point in these superheroes where, who is the ultimate all-power superhero? I mean, you had Superman. He seemed pretty invincible. I mean, he did have kryptonite, his one little flaw. But then I rewatched Wonder Woman the other day, and I'm thinking, you know, Wonder Woman, I mean, I think Wonder Woman could kick Superman's butt, you know? I mean, because she's pretty, she's pretty indestructible too. You know, and you got Wonder Woman and, these super. Now you got Black Adam, you know, he's kind of indestructible, you know, and it's like, you know, reach a point where all these people are so ultra powerful that no one can take them on. I don't know.
And Marvel, the most powerful mutant or person in the Marvel universe is probably the Dark Phoenix. That's Jean Grey. And they haven't reintroduced the X-Men yet, so
yeah, that could be true. Yeah, Dark Phoenix, yeah, because where has she gone? She kind of disappeared from the whole thing, but I still think Ralph says Batman can beat them all. Batman's not even technically a superhero, either is Stark. These guys are just rich kids with money.
Yeah, they're just rich kids.
They're just rich kids with money and build toys. You know, they build their little they build their little stuff, you know. They're no stupid.
Although in DC lore, Batman's the smartest man on Earth. Like, so, you know, that helps.
Well, that might be. He might be the smartest man on Earth, but if you're Superman, you just grab him and launch him to Jupiter. You know what I'm saying? You just throw him to Jupiter. Ralph says, how dare you? How dare you? Karate Jane says, Hulk, the ultimate destroyer. Hulk is, I don't know, because Thor and Hulk's had some epic battles. Both in the comic book era and in the movies. Hulk's okay, but I don't know. I think in my world of the Marvel comics, the number one Marvel hero is the non-hero Deadpool. I think Deadpool. You can't kill the guy, and he's got all these skills. And he is kind of strong, super strong, and he's got attitude. He's got attitude, you know. I mean, that's what I love about Hulk. I mean, what I love about Deadpool. And the one thing about Deadpool, he made a comment. He made a comment here a long time ago in a movie, and it says, he goes, I don't care what kind of powers you have. It's kind of hard to use them if you ain't got a head. You know, as he's chopping someone's head off. And I'm thinking, well, there you go. There you go. Short Pants Robert says there should be a flag football of superheroes. Yeah, that would be awesome. A flag football game of superheroes. I agree. That would be awesome. Let's see. That would be a fun game to watch. You know, or a superheroes.
Batman is the flag football of the superheroes.
Oh, he is the flag football of the superheroes. Yeah, I kind of agree. And so is Tony Stark. I mean,
yes.
What has Tony Stark got? I mean, he's a brainiac, and he can invent and engineer things, but that's about it, you know. But to my point, though, Robert, you take and you have a flag football game between them. That would be awesome. Or just go full-blown tackle.
Yeah, I think Batman and Iron Man, I think what they're trying to do is prove that intelligence is just as big of a superpower as super strength or flying or, you know, all that other stuff. That if you have brain power, you can overcome people who just have straight brute strength.
Well, that might be true, Russ, until they grab a hold of you and throw you to Jupiter.
Yeah, you got to be smart enough not to let them grab
you. The ones that were the smartest ended up being the most arrogant.
Well, that's just how it is. Karate James mentioning Captain America. You got your Captain America right there. And Hawkeye. Mr. T saying you guys can kick rocks. What's that mean, T-Bone? I mean, what? Who's your superhero, T-Bone? Go ahead, Eric.
You know, when he used the idiom of, like, kick rocks, that's also another way of saying to go pound sand.
I know. Tony Stark is also a playboy.
A bashing Batman.
A playboy billionaire philanthropist, whatever, however you say that. Yeah, and then you got Spider-Man. Yeah,
I think my favorite DC universe would be probably the Flash, because he connects to the Speed Force, which is like the molecular energy that connects all living things, and he can tap into that, so he's almost invincible too.
Yeah, see, and then plus two, he's kind of a kid, and he's got that little kid humor and kid attitude like Spider-Man does. Yeah.
Yeah.
But Deadpool's mine. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm with you on Deadpool.
Yeah, the only way they ever killed off Deadpool in the comics was when they set him on him. They separated his body on a molecular level and had to keep all the atoms apart. And that was the only way to kill him, you know, or keep him not moving around, whatever. But eventually he got all his molecules back together and recreated himself. All it takes is two molecules to connect, and he can recreate his whole self.
He can regenerate. I'm telling you. Yeah, he can regenerate. Yeah. Plus, my appeal to Deadpool is just his attitude. Now, you take his movies. Deadpool's the only superhero out there, or super anti-hero out there, that has movies that knows and understands he's in a movie.
Yeah.
I mean, he does, you know. So, anyway, Deadpool's my guy. And they got a new Deadpool should be coming out this year, too. That's going to be interesting.
That Punisher they had on Netflix for a while.
I love that show. When it was on Netflix.
Yeah, that dude's bad, dude.
Yeah.
He's not really a superhero either. Like, he don't have superpowers. He just has a couple guns.
And a bad attitude.
He's bad, though, dude. He's bad.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I love that. You know, the series that they had on Netflix, you had the Punisher, and you had Daredevil, Luke Cage. You had
Jessica
Jones, thank you. Those were, and then you had another one. You had,
they were the Defenders together. They did the Defenders as a series. The Iron Fist.
Iron Fist. Those were good series. And I like how they crossed them over. You know, I like how they crossed them over. And Daredevil, he's getting his, you know, he's getting his butt handed to him by those ninja assassins up on that rooftop, you know, and then it looks like, oh no, this is the end of Daredevil, and then, you know, the one guy we were just, the Punisher, he takes him out, he's a sniper. Yeah, good jobs. Yeah. Hi, Blessing Glory. Good to see you. Thanks for tuning in. Hey, if you're new to the show and this is your first time in, hit those follow buttons and come on back. We're here Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. Pacific time. We're a morning podcast. We go live Monday through Friday, and with this, is part of that that you're coming into. So, thanks for tuning in. We appreciate it. We're kind of talking about superheroes right now. Frank Castle. Thank you, Only Crazy Lady. Frank Castle is the guy, was the name for the Punisher. Frank Castle. Yeah. Darth Vader? Darth Vader for the win. Oh, my goodness. Where did that come from, Karate Jane? Darth Vader. Nah. No, I don't think so. Not Darth Vader. Not Darth Vader. Let's see. So anyway, I was thinking about that, and I was thinking about all these guys that play these guys. Who was the first superhero action actor that you remember seeing as a little kid?
He-Man and the Masters of the Universe. That was probably
that was a movie, wasn't it? The Masters of the Universe.
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The original Batman TV series.
Yeah, there you go. The original Batman TV series, exactly. Yes. I guess that's it. Yeah, the first superhero I see was Batman, played by Adam West. Adam West.
Yep. I figured yours would have been the black and white Superman.
I seen those back from the 30s. And, yeah. Oh, and I seen the from the 30s also. I seen the original very first TV series Batman. I saw that one too. That's a hoot. Batman and Robin in that super old series is from the 30s. So
that's the best Batman.
Who's the best Batman?
Adam West Batman.
Yeah, I like Adam West. Hey, we got a first time caller, Karate Jane. Karate Jane, what's going on?
The Lone Ranger in black and white. Let's not forget him.
That's right. Lone Ranger.
Yes. With Tonto.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Silver the Horse. Him.
Yeah. Hi ho, Silver. Away.
Silver bullets. He's always laying silver
bullets. Yeah.
Poria once says Ninja Turtles. Yeah. Power
Slice
Rangers.
And dice, meat, beats and pizza. Slice and dice.
Yeah. Let's see. Holy Crazy Lady says Mighty Mouse. That was her first one. Mighty Mouse. Yeah.
Adamant. Don't forget Adamant.
Adamant. I had forgotten all about Adamant. Yeah.
I know about
Speedy Gonzalez, X-Men, Racer X.
How about the man from Uncle?
That was a good show.
It was a good show. Man from Uncle.
Rat Patrol.
Those were action shows. I loved the Rat Patrol, man. I loved the idea of running around in an army jeep with a 50 caliber machine gun mounted on the back of it. That was my idea of fun right there. That's Johnny Bravo. Bye-bye. What's that? Robert?
Running around in an army jeep with a 50 cal on, that's the stuff of dreams.
That is. And I still have in my mind that one scene of the introduction when they're playing the theme song and they're doing it's the introduction of the show, and they show both those jeeps running on the flats side by side, and they're both firing those guns and the dust is kicking up behind them, and I'm going, that's it, man, that's it. I love that stuff. I've seen a lot of pictures of World War II and that. I don't recall ever seeing pictures of the actual jeeps with 50 calibers mounted on them. I'm sure they did. Yeah, why not? You know, what are we going to do with that jeep? Put a machine gun on it. There you go. Yeah. So anyway, I was looking at action heroes. And I have the top 20 top action heroes. And I thought we'd go through this list. And the first one coming in at number 20, Kirk Russell. They say Kirk Russell. Welcome coming in at number 20 for the Best Action Stars, Kirk Russell. And I remember the first thing I recall ever really seeing an adult Kirk Russell in was, what was that thing in China?
Big Trouble in Little China.
Big Trouble in Little China. I love that movie. Big Trouble in Little China. Kirk Russell. So Kirk Russell comes in at number 20.
He was good in Escape from New York, is Snake Plissken.
Yep, Escape from New York, Escape from L.A. He did several of those movies. He was in also The Thing, Stargate, Death Proof, and The Hateful Eight. Yeah, he's done some action movies. Coming in at 19, and I find this kind of funny. It's so low. Number 19, Hugh Jackman. You know, Wolverine. He's coming in at 19. He did, obviously, he's known for the, you know, Wolverine character. So 19. I find that strange. Of course, that's about really the only action hero he did, really. Hugh Jackman was Wolverine. Number 18, as an action hero, they're coming in Sean Connery. Sean Connery, number 18. He's in James Bond movies, The Hunt for Red October, Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade, The Rock. He was in those movies. Number 17, Denzel Washington. I like Denzel Washington in movies like Man on Fire, The American Gangster, The Equalizer. He made two Equalizer movies, and those are pretty good. Denzel Washington, number 17. Number 16, Danny Trejo. Danny Trejo, you know him from movies like Machete, From Dusk Till Dawn. He's always playing a bad guy. Most of the time, he's playing a bad guy. He was in Desperado. He was in that movie, Desperado. Was it Desperado with the movie that had Selma Hayek and Antonio Banderas in? I think so. Danny Trejo played an assassin, a Mexican assassin in there with knives. He was really good. So Danny Trejo, number 16. Number 15, Jean-Claude Van Damme. Yeah, he had his time. He had his days. You know, he was in the karate. That's when we get into the karate movies. Jean-Claude Van Damme. He was in Double Impact, Universal Soldier, Kickboxer, Bloodsport. Jean-Claude Van Damme. Coming in at number 14, Black Adam himself, Dwayne Johnson. So Dwayne Johnson, he was, Fast and the Furious movies. G.I. Joe, he was in Doom, that movie Doom. And of course, the latest and greatest movie out, Black Adam. Dwayne Johnson, The Rock. Number 13, and I think this is so low for this guy. How can he be at number 13? Mr. Chuck Norris, action hero, Chuck Norris, Way of the Dragon, Missing in Action movies, the Delta Force, the Expendable movies. How can you have Chuck Norris down to 13? He should at least be in the tragedy. Top 10. I know. He should be at least
top two.
Yeah, exactly. You would think so.
I really loved Chuck Norris and Walker, Texas Ranger. That was a good show.
That is a good show. Yeah. He's just a great guy. A great guy. Hey man, Cave, good to see you. Let's see here. I'm scanning the things. Dwayne Johnson was in that Walking Tall movie. That movie was okay with Dwayne Johnson, but you need to see the original.
The original Walking Tall's man, or I don't know who played Buford Pusser in that one, but he did right, man.
Yeah, that's a good movie. And I can't remember who played him either.
There's like three of them. The originals. There's like three Walking Talls that go with that original series. It tells the whole life of Buford Pusser.
Yeah, he's a good guy. That's a good movie, the original. As a matter of fact, Mr. T's still in the house. Mr. T's dad, when that movie came out, he went and saw it, and we're at work. And he comes up to me and goes, Merk, you got to go see Walking Tall, man. That is an awesome movie. Mr. T's dad loved that movie, Walking Tall. Coming in at number 12 on this list, Mel Gibson. Yeah, I can see Mel Gibson as an action hero. He's good. I like him in these older movies now that Mel Gibson's making. I like him as an old guy, as an old terrorist, or a terror. He strikes terror in the hearts of bad guys. Mel Gibson, number 12. Number 11, Liam Neeson. I don't know. I've never liked Liam Neeson as an action hero. I don't know why. There's something about him. It just doesn't click.
Well, he's like the same guy in every single one of his movies. Like, he doesn't.
Yes.
He plays the same character. It just. Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. He just plays Liam Neeson. Yeah. I saw a video clip of him. It was hilarious. Where some guy sitting in the audience is a question answer thing. And he goes, yeah, okay, what's your question for Liam Neeson? He goes, I want him to threaten me. I want him to threaten me like he does in his movies. And so he did. I'm going to kill you. I'm going to get you. And I'm going to, and I that was hilarious. And the guy says, I'm getting out of here. You turn around and run out of the auditorium. Ralph says he saw that. Yeah, that was funny. I'm going to find you and kill you. Yeah. So number 11, Liam Neeson. Someone in the chat room, who was it? Oh, short pants. Oh, Robert, you said it. Jet Li. I don't know. We're getting into the top 10 now. And it's going to be interesting to see if Jet Li's in the top 10. I haven't looked at this list. I just found it and I'm going through.
How about Charles Bronson?
That's it.
How about Charles Bronson?
Charles Bronson, I think he was an excellent.
He did all those movies.
Yeah, he did the Death Wish movies.
Yeah,
that was one ugly man. All right, can we?
He was.
Address that, how ugly that man was.
He was, but he also made a great cowboy. He made a great cowboy too. He was in the original
Magnificent Seven.
Whatever. Magnificent Seven, yeah. Charles Bronson, yeah. So, with that being said, coming in at number 10, the great actor, Clint Eastwood.
Wow. Clint Eastwood, number 10.
Coming in at number 10, yeah. Number 9, Harrison Ford, because of Star Wars, his...
Air Force One, the Patriot Games,
he was the original Jack...
Jack Ryan.
Jack Ryan. He wasn't the original because the original was actually that Baldwin guy, Alec Baldwin. He was the original one in movies with Hunt for Red October, but he didn't want to do anymore. He didn't want to do any more Jack Ryan movies. And so he got out and they got Harrison Ford to do the others. And that was a good move. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Number 8. There he is. Jet Li. Jet Li, number 8. I love Jet Li movies. I really, really do. And I thought, if anybody, when he came on the scene, I thought, if anybody can fill the gap left by Bruce Lee in Kung Fu and martial arts movies, it's Jet Li. Because Jet Li's, he's good. Not only is he a great martial artist, but he's a good actor too, Jet Li. And I remember the first time I saw Jet Li in a movie, he was in that one cop movie with Mel Gibson and Danny Glover.
Lethal Weapon.
He was in the Lethal Weapon movie. And what one was it? It was either Lethal Weapon 3 or Lethal Weapon 4. And that introduced Jet Li. And Jet Li was in there. And I remember one scene in that movie, they're fighting in Danny Glover's character's house, and Mel Gibson's character goes, "Oh, forget this!" You know, hand-to-hand combat with Jet Li. He goes, "Oh, forget this!" He pulls his gun out, and Jet Li takes it apart in his hand. Just takes it apart, and then Jet Li beats him up, and he leaves. And I remember through the rest of the movie, Mel Gibson's character kept going, "How did he do that? How did he do that?" And later on in the movie, towards the end of the movie, there's this big showdown between Jet Li and the Mel Gibson character. And Danny Glover is telling him, "No, don't go face him. Don't go face him." He knows, and Mel Gibson goes, no, you don't understand. I got to, because I got to know how he took my gun apart. I got to know. And so Jet Li. Jet Li, number 8. Yeah. Good movie.
He had
good
me in Fist of Legend when I saw that. That was I was stuck.
Yeah, he he redid some of the older Bruce Lee movies.
He did that Romeo Must Die movie too with DMX. Yep. Yeah, yeah.
Ooh. He did that. One of my favorite ones is though Hero. He did Hero, and then he did another one kind of called, like, I can't remember the name, but it was along the lines Last Warrior or something like that. But he's really good at those period pieces, you know, where they're taking place in the ancient times for China and that kind of stuff. He's a good actor. Yeah, I like
Jet Li. You like Jet Li better than Jackie Chan?
Do I like him better than Jackie Chan? I think they both have their place. They both have their place. And I remember when they were both making movies at the same time. And I remember the big thing was they wanted to see a showdown between Jackie Chan and Jet Li. They wanted to see a movie that had a showdown with them. And they did. They did a movie. And I can't remember the name of it. Golden something. But they both play, their characters. And then they do have a little bit of a showdown in it. So you got to see it. I can't for the life of me remember the name of that movie. But do I like one over the other one? I think they're different in a way that, they're just different in a way that I like them both. They both make their movies are different, and their styles are different. I like the comedy that that Jackie Chan brings to the scene. I love his comedy fighting and all that stuff. So, yeah, I don't know. It'd be hard for me to choose between the two of them. Coming in at number 7 on this list is Jason Statham.
Jason Statham.
Yeah. Yeah, from the Transporter movies. And from
Crank. Crank 1 and 2 was awesome.
Crank, yeah. And he's good in the Expendable movies. Yeah. Oh, Karate Jane says, Karate Jane, you say you can't stand Jackie Chan comedy?
Comedy doesn't belong in martial arts. Sorry.
Oh.
So basically, you don't like him in Rush Hour.
I'm a truist.
Wait, what'd you say, Eric?
I guess Jane must not like Jackie Chan in Rush Hour opposite Chris Tucker.
No,
that was good. I did like that because of Chris Tucker.
Credit.
I did. I'll give him credit for that. And he's a wonderful guy. He broke every, and he's a super martial artist. I just don't like the comedy. But the thing is, he broke every bone in his body. He did all his stunts. And I do give him credit as a wonderful martial artist, Jackie Chan. So I do like him. The comedy doesn't sit right with me in action movies like that. You know,
the one thing I felt about Jackie Chan's movies and his martial arts and his movies, to me, they were closer to being almost more realistic, because, you know, he takes his licks, but he'll grab a ladder and use a ladder, throw things at people, and he
takes
advantage of the stuff that he's got, you know, and he gives you that, and he's trying to get away and that kind of, I don't know. I don't like him.
He's an awesome martial artist.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Oh, and you know, you can see him. You can see young Jackie Chan's in older Bruce Lee movies. He's in the, you know, he's
part really?
He's part of the gang that's being beat up and that kind of stuff. Yeah, there's a few movies out there where Jackie Chan's in the background.
Did you guys know that Bruce Lee was Kato and Green Hornet and Kato?
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's why I watched Green Hornet.
And they were on a Batman Robin episode, and they were beating each other up until they realized they were both on the same side. That was the best. I wish I could get that episode. I really do.
You know what? I remember seeing that. And I remember thinking, oh, come on, Kato would beat up everybody.
Right.
Well, you know that TV series Kung Fu that starred David Carradine.
I love that show.
Okay, but that was originally written and designed for Bruce Lee.
That was
the Bruce Lee's TV thing, right, Eric?
I'd rather see Bruce Lee doing Kung Fu. Yeah.
Well, but I know that, you know, Bruce Lee had died such an untimely death, and I know, and then his son Brandon also died a very untimely death too.
Yeah, that right. I heard theories on that.
Oh yeah, there's all kinds of theories running.
There's all kinds of theories about that. Like they didn't, the higher ups in the martial arts, like the 10-3s and all that, they didn't like him using the arts for
secret
money.
Yeah. And they did like the five finger kung fu death grip punch to the heart on him or something, and they
It's called Dimmock. Dimmock. It was in Bloodsport.
It was also in Kill Bill.
I never saw any of those ones, Kill Bill. I heard they're good.
Oh, you should watch them. They're good.
I got to, yeah.
Yes, it does.
Yeah, she's good.
All right. Well, so coming in at number six, our man, Bruce Willis. Yeah, I can see Bruce Willis. Yeah, as an action hero. Yeah, he did some good movies.
I don't care for him. I don't know why. I guess because he was in that... Bruce Willis was in that show Moonlight years ago. I don't know if you guys remember that.
You didn't like Civil Shepherd?
I never saw that one.
Yeah, wasn't that who was in no, it was Renee Russo, wasn't it? And it was in Moonlight with him. Who was in Moonlight?
Oh, Civil Shepherd.
Okay, yeah. I thought it was Civil Shepherd.
It's just after seeing him in Moonlight and then seeing him in action movies, you know, it was kind of, I don't know. But I did like the show.
Everybody likes Die Hard and all that, but that man really did good in The Last Boy Scout with Damon Wayans.
Oh, yeah, he did. I forgot about that movie. Sorry.
Yeah, he's a good actor. I like him. Yeah. Just reading some of the chats in here. Let's see. Okay, that's number six, Bruce Willis. Coming in at number five, the man himself, Bruce Lee.
We're
down to the
wire. Enter the Dragon.
Yeah, I love me some Bruce Lee. I used to watch his movies all the time, man. I just love Bruce Lee movies. I still watch them.
He was awesome.
The guy was a phenomenal. When I was studying martial arts when I was younger, I mean, I read all I could read about on Bruce Lee. I had his Jeet Kune Do book, you know, where you could learn the Bruce Lee style. I had that, and we always talked about him around the school. I mean, he was awesome. And the one thing that I find fascinating about Bruce Lee is when he was doing his movies like The Way of the Dragon. And all these other movies, he was so his reflexes were so fast that they were saying, well, you're speeding up the camera for him. No, we're not. As a matter of fact, we've got to kind of try to slow it down so you can see what he does. The guy was just super fast, super talented, and he died way too early.
Yeah.
He would have loved the UFC.
Oh, my God. That's my favorite. I have UFC fighters. I trained with them in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. I got pictures of guys that made it to the UFC from Philadelphia.
Bruce Lee would have loved the UFC.
Oh, he would have taken out LaToya Machida instantly.
Well, see, I don't know if he would have got involved in it, into the actual.
I don't think so.
But
he would have been a huge fan, is where I think Karate Jane is coming from.
I wanted to tell you there was this movie, I don't know if you heard of it, but it was called No Retreat, No Surrender, and it had Jean-Claude Van Damme in it, and it also had the spirit of Bruce Lee. It's an awesome movie.
I've heard about it, I don't think I've seen it. Russ, were you saying something?
Yeah, do you think, do you subscribe to the theory that Bruce Lee could hit you without touching you? I'd heard it my whole life, you know what I mean?
Yeah, the wind. The wind, the power of the wind.
Yeah, the power of the wind hitting you could hit you hard enough to, like...
I don't know. I don't know about
I that. Do, and he has this chi. The inner core strength is called chi.
Yeah.
Right? Yep.
I do believe in his one-inch punch. I do believe in that. You know, he could generate that much energy with just moving an inch. Yeah, the guy was phenomenal.
Do you ever play 6 inches in school?
Yeah.
Yeah. I never did, no.
You know what it is, where you line your hand 6 inches up from somebody's arm and you just hit them dead force without wearing back or anything, you just 6 inches?
No, we never did do that.
Yeah, well, and there was the other one outside. Remember when you try to pull each other off balance, like you guys both would take a stance and try to pull the other person onto the ground? Remember that one?
Yeah, but now remember, I'm an old guy. I'm a baby boomer.
Me too. I'm 60.
We used to call that Indian wrestling.
Indian wrestling. Yeah, that's what it was. You're right.
Yeah, Indian wrestling.
I'm a baby boomer too.
Well, that might not be so politically correct now, but dagnabbit, that's what it was called. Indian wrestling. Hey,
yeah, you're right. It was called.
We got Only Crazy Lady in the chat too. What's going on, Only Crazy Lady?
Oh, I was going to say, don't forget Bruce Willis played a superhero in Glass and Shattered. Those two movies?
Yes, he did. That's right. He did. But
he was Unbreakable first. Unbreakable.
And that was good, Unbreakable.
Well, you know,
Glass Shattered was the sequel to that.
There's actually three movies. There's three movies in that series.
Yep, and those Glass are there too.
I can't remember the third one, but there's
Unbreakable,
a third
Glass
movie.
And Shattered.
Yes. And if you watch them all together, it makes a whole lot of sense. Yeah, that's a good series of movies. Yeah. Let's see. Mr. T, Judge Dredd. Mr. T, where are you getting these guys from? Yeah. Okay. All right. So number five was Bruce Lee. Let's see. Number four, Sylvester Stallone. Yeah.
Hey, he's got a new show out called Tulsa King.
Yep.
Where he's a guy that served in the – he's a mob guy, right? What do they call him? A caporal, whatever they call him. But anyway, he was a made man, and he got – charged for murder, and he went and did 25 years in jail and never ratted anybody out, and he comes out, and the mob guys are like kind of, you know, new age guys, and they're kind of scared of him because he's the old line of guys, whatever, so they send him out to Tulsa, Oklahoma, and it's about him taking over Tulsa, but it is a really, really, really good show.
Outside, what is that on Netflix? Because I want to see that.
It's on Paramount Plus.
Oh, I don't get that. Darn it.
Yeah,
that looks like a series.
But yeah,
that
really
looks like a good series. Yeah.
He was also good in Copland. Remember that? They had a whole bunch of stars in Copland.
Yeah, he's that guy. He's one of those guys that he's made a lot of good movies, and he's also made some really doinky movies, you know. But the thing is,
my favorite Sylvester Stallone movie is Cliffhanger.
Yeah, Cliffhanger was good. The Rockies, of course. And the one where he did Over the Top, the arm wrestling.
Oh, that's that's one of my favorite movies. I was in arm wrestling at the time when that came out. As a matter of fact, the guy that was working with me, my buddy Ed Malley, he was big in arm wrestling, and he's in that movie. Oh, Ed is in that movie at the end.
He is.
When they're having that tournament, in Vegas.
Hey, I got you.
They flashing through all the people going, yeah. And Ed Malley is right there. Yeah. And when I saw the movie, I went, my God, that's Ed. That's Ed. I rewound it. And then I had my kids come because they knew Ed. Ed was a friend of the family. They come and I go, sit down and watch this. Now tell me if you see somebody familiar. That's all I said to him. And I turned on the movie. They're watching it. He flashes on for like a real brief second. He flashes and the kids go, hey, that's Ed. That's it. So I went, yep, that's it. Ed Malley.
That's awesome.
That's a good movie if you're into arm wrestling. The funny thing about it is the real arm wrestlers that were at that tournament in Vegas, they all had fun with the movie being filmed. But there ain't any of those actors that could beat those guys in real life.
Oh, no, of course not.
John Brasquick or whatever his name is, Brzazarek or some guy, all-time arm wrestling champ. He's not a big guy at all, but he just beats everybody. But anyway, that's a lot of fun. Okay,
yeah, I wasn't trying to call you baby there, old man.
You what?
I wasn't trying to call you baby there.
Oh, I thought you were. Oh. Yeah.
I wasn't telling you to hold on.
Yeah, okay. okay, coming in at number three in this list. Hi, Miss Dixie. Hi, Shannon. Coming in number three on this list. Hi, Jillian. Is our friend Jackie Chan. Jackie Chan coming in at number three on this list of best action stars. Jackie Chan, number three. Number two, and I got to tell you, lately, with the movies that this guy's been putting out, I got to totally agree with him being in the top two, and that is Keanu Reeves. Keanu Reeves, ladies and gentlemen.
He is the most humble man. Do you believe he still takes the subway? He takes the subway to work. He doesn't have a car or anything. He's very humble.
He's just an all-around nice guy. Okay. But he is just awesome in The Matrix. He's awesome in John Wick.
John Wick, yeah.
I mean, he's just...
He was also in that Point Break.
Point
Break was one of my favorites.
I think it's still one of his best movies.
Yes, me too.
Here's my favorite line from... Here's my
McNulty, I believe.
Patrick Swayze was in that Point Break.
Yes.
Yeah. Here's my favorite line of Keanu Reeves from Point Blank. I'm the FBI. Oh, come on. You guys know he's good, man. Come on. but Keanu Reeves, yeah. And, he's making a... They made a sequel to Constantine. That movie he made, Constantine, they got a Constantine 2 coming out too, and he redid his he went back to continue that character that he did in that movie. As a matter of fact, I saw an interview with Keanu Reeves, and they asked him, "What is your favorite movie that you did? What is your?" And he said Constantine. He said he liked Constantine, and if he could ever get a chance to do another one, they would. I think it was a setup for him to say that because they knew that the movie was being made. But they got another one of him coming out. Constantine.
That movie he did, 47 Ronin, was a really good movie too.
Yes, it was. And I'm surprised of how the critics, nobody liked that movie.
I never saw it, but I remember the critics gave it a bad,
review. Yeah.
The same critics that gave that a bad review gave The Last Samurai with Tom Cruise in it a good review. So, you know.
That don't make no sense.
Though, that movie, The Last Samurai, was a great story.
Yes.
That movie would have been better if they would have had a Keanu Reeves playing that part.
Yeah, better actor. Yeah, I agree. The Gladiator with Russell Crowe was awesome, too.
Yeah, it is, because Russell Crowe does good in cop movies and that kind of stuff. Okay, yeah. here's our number one. Here's our number one.
Tom Cruise.
No, and number one, coming in number one in this rankers list of best action stars of all time, number one, I'll be back. Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I disagree.
No way. You got to be kidding me.
No way.
This isn't my list.
Because of the Terminator movies, that's why. He was good in Terminator.
Isn't so many good, but True Lies was a good movie with him and Jamie Lee. Oh, yeah.
I didn't see that one, Ozark. What's that about? I mean, Outside, sorry.
It's okay. Yeah, that was okay.
It's where he's a spy.
He's not really an action hero in that.
He's a spy. He's a covert spy.
I guess.
Oh, he's a spy.
I think the reason he got number one on this list is because of recognition.
Conan.
Popularity.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he's been around forever.
He was in Total Recall.
Total Recall was good.
Conan the Barbarian movies. What was that, Eric?
Yeah, I actually liked him in Conan. Man,
those were good.
I mean, I know he was also in Commando, and think that, you know, in that Predator movie or not. I mean, Predator I definitely movie. Loved him in True Lies.
True Lies. Yeah, he was, yeah. I mean,
that End of Days movie, whatever.
Yeah, that was good too.
Eraser. He did that one movie, Eraser.
Oh, yeah, Eraser was a really good movie. I remember Eraser. That was a really good
movie. Yeah, Eraser was awesome.
What'd you say, Robert?
Kindergarten Cop.
Kindergarten Cop.
I never watched that, but I bet you that was funny.
That's a good movie.
I bet you it was funny.
He was in Twins. Yeah, Kindergarten Cop was a good movie. It was a good movie. I heard they're making a sequel to Twins. They're making another movie.
Yeah, I've heard that too, dude.
That was funny.
He did that one role out in California called Governor.
Yeah, that was a good show. That was a good series, Governor.
Yeah, he was actually the governor.
Yeah, he was actually married to a Kennedy for a while. You know?
I saw this thing,
Maria Shriver.
I saw this thing on him. I saw this thing on him, and they were saying, okay, so. You know, here he comes. He's just this, I don't know where he's from in Europe, but here he comes. He can't act. He's just a bodybuilder. That's all he is. He's a bodybuilder. He comes to America. He goes, so what are you going to do next? I'm going to become a movie star. So he becomes a movie star. He's an action hero and all this and that. And they go, well, that's going to be hard to top. What are you going to do next? He goes, I'm going to marry a Kennedy. There ain't possibly any more you could possibly do, Arnold. What you going to do next? He goes, I'm going to become governor of California.
Too bad he can't. The states or a constitutional amendment would have to be done to make that possible, because even that movie Demolition Man predicted that. But hopefully that prediction is false.
The Governator.
That was a great movie.
That was a great movie, Demolition Man.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
Sylvester Stallone and Sandra Bullock and Wesley Snipes were in that.
And what the heck?
Yeah, that was great. Seashells,
man.
What's that?
I still don't understand the three seashells. You know, when he goes to go to the bathroom and all he has is the three seashells, toilet paper.
It's been so long since I've seen that movie, I don't know what's going on. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, he can't use the bathroom. He didn't have any toilet paper. All they have is three seashells.
How about the Mad Max movies with Mel Gibson? They were awesome.
Yeah, the old ones were good.
What'd you say, Eric?
Yeah, they were.
Even Shannon mentioned about Demolition Man. Everything is Taco Bell. Like, soon your McDonald's and your Wendy's will all become Taco Bell.
Right. Hey, I want us to take a little break from this conversation. This is a lot of fun, but we need to get word out about Eric's trivia contest. So, Eric, you want to tell everybody about your contest?
Well, you know, coming up this Friday, January 13th, we will be kicking off our January trivia contest. So, to new and returning friends of the Old Man's Podcast Show, you're invited to join us this Friday, and the trivia question category will be literature, so be thinking about fiction writings like To Kill a Mockingbird or Gone with the Wind, Harry Potter, The Lord of the Rings and The Hobbit, The Chronicles of Narnia, The Secret Garden of the Wizard of Oz, you know, among other great, you know, fiction, you know, writings, and I'll read the question on the air on the Friday show, and as tempting as it may be, we ask that friends, you know, not post the answers in chat. We instead ask that you email your answers along with your name to theoldmanspodcast@gmail.com. Deadline to submit your entries will be next Thursday, January 19th, which is midnight, 12 a.m. Eastern Time, 11 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Mountain, and 9 p.m. Pacific. And these are continental U.S. time zones for anybody outside of the United States or listening in one of the U.S. territories or Hawaii or Alaska. And of course, the correct answers that get submitted via email will be eligible to be placed in a drawing, and the lucky winner whose name is drawn next Friday, January 20th, will receive the $50 gift certificate to Glow Flow Denver. And if anybody is interested in checking out the available merchandise, just go to glowflowdenver.com. And of course, which is of course J Baby's new small business located in the Flatirons Mall shopping center.
Right, in Denver, in the Denver, Colorado area. And if you go there and check out her stuff and you say, hey, I want to buy this or buy that, and put it in your chart, in your cart, and then when you go to checkout, remember to use the old man's discount code, the old man 10, TheOldMan10. Use that discount code and you can get 10% off your total sale. So there you go. If you spend $100, you're going to get $10 off, and that should cover the shipping right there. There you go. So yeah, check them out. But yeah, we gotta be sure to get that. Tune in Friday for that question, the trivia question. I'll be posting little infocasts mm-hmm. afterwards, saying what the question is, and try to drum up activity for that trivia contest, because we've been having some good turnouts, and you want to get your name in and you want to get your answer emailed in. Because if you don't get it emailed in, you're not going to get entered into the drawing. And so you want to make sure you get the right email address. Go ahead, Eric.
I know I've also posted a tweet about it. Hopefully my math was correct on the amount of, you know, money spent on like the gift cards, but hopefully we can get more participation.
Yeah. Yeah. Just enter. You want that gift card? You can't get it if you don't enter. If you know the answer, or you think you know the answer, email it in no later than January 19th, that Thursday. You got to get it mailed in before that, 9 p.m. Pacific time, midnight Eastern time.
And it is
time.
Important you include your name along with your correct answer entry.
Yeah. When you people entering the things, make sure you give me your real name. Because if you win, I need that information to get that gift card to you. All right, it sounds like it's going to be fun, and we're going to continue these. Eric's
Thank
going to continue his trivia questions.
Karate Jane, the only crazy lady.
Eric's going to continue his trivia questions until he decides he ain't going to do them anymore. So you look forward to that happening every month. Oh yeah, crazy lady and Karate Jane, thanks for calling in. You guys were the hoot. It was a lot of fun. Hello, Kelly Smith. Good to see you. If you're new to the show, or you're coming in, it's your first time in, or you've been in here for a while and you haven't done so yet, please hit that button. Give us a follow. And that gets you part. That makes you part of the Old Man Podcast Pod People. The Pod People. You become Pod People. Yeah, that sounds kind of bad. Pod People. Anyway, so yeah, there you go. We've been talking about action heroes. We've been talking about superheroes, comic book superheroes today. It's been great. It's been fun. Yeah, it's been fun. Let's see. Hey, yesterday we had our professor on the show, Shonda Sinclair, and we had a discussion and talked about AI, artificial intelligence. It was a great show. It was a lot of fun, a lot of information out of there, a lot of attitude, a lot of opinions. If you missed that show, you need to go listen to it. Listen to it. The show is very entertaining, very informative, and you can find our shows on our webpage, www.theoldmanspodcast.com, and you can go in there and look at the episode lists into our episode library there. And you can find that show, and you can find a whole ton of other shows. If you want to listen to older shows, go in there and check it out. And have a good time. Listen, and you can read. You can also read some of Shonda's blogs, because she is our lead writer for the Old Man's Podcast, and she writes blogs. You can check those out. Just a second here. I'm trying to type. And you know, I can't type and talk at the same time. Let's see. Did I get that right? The Old Man's Podcast. Oh, yeah, there you go. There is our webpage right there. Go check it out and enjoy it. So, man, action heroes, superstars, man. So, all you guys out there, I got to ask you. I mean, the girls. Hey, girls, who's your favorite superhero? Guys, who's your special superhero? I got to go with Wonder Woman. I like Wonder Woman. I know people say, but you're Marvel. Wouldn't you like Captain Marvel? Captain Marvel's okay, but I like Wonder Woman better. Who's your favorite one, Russ? Who do you like?
I guess if I had to choose my Marvel favorite would probably be Gambit.
Gambit?
Yeah. The little Cajun from New Orleans that plays with the cards and has a little mystical purple energy.
That's a girl?
No, that's a guy.
No, who's your favorite woman superhero?
My favorite woman? Rogue.
Rogue. Oh, I see. I forget about all those. Rogue, yeah.
Yeah, the one that steals powers and imitates them.
Uh-huh. Ralph likes She-Hulk. Who do you have, short pants? Who do you like?
Female superheroes?
Yeah.
There's so many of them.
Crap. That would be Lulu Dallas.
Oh, you guys are naming people I don't even know.
So Lulu Dallas from really the Fifth Element.
She's Lulu what?
Dallas from the Fifth Element.
Okay. I got you.
Oh, that was a good movie.
That was Fifth Element. Was it? That's a Bruce Lee. That's a
Mila Jovovich character.
Mila Jovovich.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gary Oldman and Chris Tucker also in that movie too.
Yep.
Chris Tucker awesome. Cracked me up in that movie. That was stuff.
I've been hanging out that with Oldman all morning. I can't speak right anymore.
That thing just blew my mind when I saw him in that movie. That was crazy, Chris Tucker. You know, Chris Tucker's a funny guy. He really is.
I like that scene, like in the, apartment scene where they're doing like the drill that is not a drill, and you know, they identify themselves as a meat popsicle, and then the guy gave the wrong answer and was apprehended.
Yep.
Well, wasn't he like a game show host or something in that movie? Wasn't Chris Tucker a game show
or the host like a talk
Ruby?
Show?
But
he had great comic timing in that movie. Chris Tucker did.
He's just a funny guy.
Good.
He's a funny guy. I love him in the Friday movies.
Here's a true story about Chris Tucker. Like here in Atlanta, you know where he's from. He at one time dated one of our former Atlanta TV news anchor ladies, like Sinead Simpson.
Really? Fuck
Chrissy.
Hi, Chrissy. He really did?
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Hi, Chrissy. Hit that follow.
She is the niece of Washington, D.C. radio personality Donnie Simpson.
Huh. Interesting. But let's see. So Chris Tucker, that was the guy that was with Jackie Chan in Rush Hour movies. Yes. Yeah. He was funny. He was funny in there. And he was in, I think the first time I saw Chris Tucker in a movie, it was, it wasn't the first time I saw him in a movie, but I saw him in Jackie Brown. He played the one drug kid in Jackie Brown. And I'm surprised he wasn't listed there as an action star. The guy that was in Pulp Fiction, Jackie Brown. He's in the Avenger movies. I can't remember his name. Somebody help me out here.
The Marvel
movie. Samuel L. Jackson. Yeah, thank you, Jackson. Shannon. Samuel L. Jackson. Yeah. I love that guy. I love the guy. But him, he kills Chris Tucker in that movie, Jackie Brown. Yeah. That's a good one. John Travolta. Yeah.
John Travolta. I do want to say that my current favorite superhero is, I'm just freaking blanked out.
That's all. I'm making it happen to everybody.
So John Travolta, man, they're talking about John Travolta. He's really good in Face Off.
Yeah, him and that.
Nicolas Cage. But the reason I bring that up is because Nicolas Cage played the opposite of him, and Nicolas Cage played the Ghost Rider, which was, you know.
Yes, he did.
A lot of people
the
think
Ghost
it was a bad movie, but I thought it was a good movie.
Ghost Rider was a good movie, and that's a isn't that a DC comic hero right there? Ghost Rider?
Marvel. No,
Marvel.
Marvel.
Okay. Yeah. You figured out who it is yet, Short Pants, you were thinking about?
Yeah. Yeah, it's Ralph Williams with his magic broadcasting abilities.
Ralph Williams, yeah, the superhero. He's the Podbean superhero, Ralph Williams. There you go. Oh, you got yourself some copies, but Mr. T's going, "Who dat? Who dat?" Yeah, you're our superhero, Ralph. We're gonna give you a cheer right here. Well, I'll tell you. I mean, I started in podcasting, I used to listen to my son when he did Dreadnought 928. And then he calls me up one day and he goes, "Hey, I need a co-host. Will you be a co-host with me?" I go, "Yeah, sure. I'll be a co-host." And so I was a co-host with my son for a little bit on Dreadnought 928. It was called Dreadnought 928 with Rich and the Old Man. And Ralph would come in. Ralph would listen to our show. And so I turned around and we listened to Ralph's show. And I tell you, it was Ralph was the one that you know, between doing it with my son and just being behind a mic, because I'm a talker, I just love to blab, and listening to Ralph's show, that's what got me going. I was listening to Ralph Williams, and he used to call into the show. We had a lot of fun with Ralph, and so Ralph's been kind of following the old man around for a long time, since day one. I mean, when I was the co-host. So Yeah. And Rich was in my son was in the show yesterday. It was a lot of fun. But Ralph used to call in, and he'd call in. And the one thing I liked about Ralph, and I like about his show, is I like Ralph's voice. And I remember one time early in the early days, Ralph was saying of my podcasting, Ralph was saying that he hated his voice and he wanted to take some kind of voice training or something. And I go, "No, man, don't change your voice." And then so I started talking like Ralph Williams. And then so he'd come in, he'd call into Dreadnought 928. We go, "Hey, look, hey, it's Ralph Williams. Hey, Ralph, how you doing?" And me and Rich would talk to Ralph as Ralph Williams. It was we had so much fun. Remember those days, Ralph? I mean, they were a hoot. We had so much fun. And then you'd get Ralph would call in, and then so you got Ralph talking. Yeah, Ralph's talking. And then I'm talking to him like Ralph. And then Rich is talking like Ralph. And, we had so much fun. It was a blast. Somebody say, you know, if I could blame anybody for for me being who I am and where I'm at now, it would be Ralph Williams. It's your fault, Ralph. Yeah, you helped create this monster. You helped create this monster, and that's here we are today. Yeah. Yeah, good job, Ralph. Yeah, and I still like goofing around with Ralph. And speaking of Ralph, he's got that radio station WESN Epic Strategies Network, where you can listen to the replay of our morning show at 11 a.m. Pacific time, 1 p.m. Eastern time. You can listen to a replay of this show on the WESN Epic Strategies Network. And I've been doing that for quite a while too. And Ralph asked me if I would put my show on his radio station. Sure. And then Ralph and I were both music lovers, and I got doing music, and so I have the old man's country 101 music show, the old man's blues show, the old man's Motown soul and R&B show. And then on Sunday mornings we have classical music for a Sunday morning, all on the WESN Epic Strategies Network. And you can find all that stuff there. And there too. And it's thank you, Ralph. Thank you, Ralph, for letting me do all that stuff. I really appreciate it. Sometimes he gets a little bossy. Ralph gets a little bossy, you know. And I got to remind him, every now and then that I'm a freelancer. I do it for free. So, you know, back off, big guy. Back off, Ralph. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just messing
with you. He said blues all day today.
Blues is going all day. Yeah, he's kind of changed the format. And I'm surprised you've never come on and told us how you changed the format, Ralph. You should... one of these days come in and call in and change the form. He had it all changed. And then I, you know, there was a miscommunication or something. He had all the new schedules put out there and it was like, hey, what happened to the old man's podcast? And I went in and changed the schedule. Hey, I put my show back in there. Well, that's not, oh, so, but anyway, yeah, Ralph, check out the WESN Epic Stories. As you go, well, I don't know how to find it. If you go to our webpage, the old man's webpage, go to our webpage and go to the portion along the top where it says partners, hit that tab and go to that page in our webpage and you'll see a list of all our partners that I have with my podcast. And scroll down and you'll see WESN Epic Strategies Network is sitting there and there's a link to their webpage. You go down, you find it, you scroll down, hit that link and that will put you to the WESN Epic Strategies Network's webpage. And there you can find out everything you need to know about the radio station, about how to get the app for your phones, and just check it out so you can do that. You can also do that for the webpage for GloFlow Denver. If you don't know how to get to the GloFlow Denver webpage, go to our webpage, go to partners, scroll down, find the GloFlow Denver, hit the link to their webpage. So I try to make it as easy as possible for everybody. And if you're interested on doing Podbeam, hey, I'd like to get involved in Podbeam and do a podcast. How do I do that? Go to my webpage, go to the partners thing, scroll down and you'll see the Podbeam, a Podbeam link there for their webpage too. You can click onto that and you can learn everything you need to know about becoming a podcaster on Podbeam. They'll check it all out. So use our webpage as a center thing to find all the other people. And there you go. There you go. And we'll hook you up.
Yeah, I'm working with Ralph myself to get outside of normal on WESN twice a week. So
there you go. Well, that'd be awesome.
Check out
that'd be awesome.
Sure.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, because Russ has a fantastic Russ has a great podcast outside of normal. As a matter of fact, I'll just go out there and say it. I think Russ has got one of the best nighttime podcasts around. Is outside of normal, and he's just got a good slew of people that go in there, and they have great fun communicating. And it's kind of like the old man's podcast where, you know, they just talk, they just get, and then they just start talking. And I would like to think, and I might even claim that I've influenced Russ. I don't know.
You know, I know I oftentimes would probably say about the old man's podcast show in the mornings. We kind of think of ourselves as the Podbean version of the iconic Cleveland morning show, The Morning Exchange. And I would think of the Outside Normal podcast Russ does every night after 10 p.m. Eastern time as the Podbean version of Coast to Coast AM.
Exactly.
And Russ will be on like from well after sunset to almost the crack of dawn.
Yes, he will. And
number 12 right now in the top 20. Yeah. So check that
Are out. You? Nice. Oh, yeah, there you go.
He's on the Podbean leaderboard. Yes, he is.
Yeah, buddy. Congratulations, my friend. And you can also catch Mr. Russ Brown here on Tuesdays and Thursdays where he comes in and he's a co-host with us here on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Eric has been promoted. Eric is not considered a co-host anymore. He is just considered a host. Eric is a host of the Old Man's Podcast. He's the sergeant in charge. He's the sergeant in arms. He's in charge of all you guys.
well, I know. Besides finding me here, I know when James comes back, you'll still see me and him and Pertwee on the slightly serious show, and when John DeVito comes back, you'll still see me frequenting Papa John's podcast, and you might occasionally see me frequenting Ralph's podcast and the Beans and Weenie show and a couple other friend shows.
Yes, indeed.
And Underground Shelf. I got the nickname Podfather back in 2021 when Torch was on Podbean.
Eric does get around. He does get around. And I tell you, the best thing could happen is if he likes you, man, he's going to promote you. He's going to promote you to death. So Yeah, keep an eye out for Eric. And if you want good podcasts, Eric's going to share with us here pretty quick what podcasts.
Well, and they got to come here on Friday if people want to get the word out about their podcasts.
Yes, we promote podcasts and businesses here. So you want to come to our podcast and do that. So, Short Pants Robert, we're getting ready to wrap up and get out of here. You got any last words you'd like to share with everybody before we go?
Is there anybody here from Canada? And if there is, I got a small Canadian joke. What do you call a comedian in Canada?
A tourist. I don't know.
A tourist.
A tourist. I bet Mama Bear Tracy and Tuttles and Pine and Woody would love that.
That's good. That's a good one. Thank you, brother. Thanks for calling in. Thank you for calling in. Hey, I want to thank Only Crazy Lady, and I want to thank Karate Jane for calling in too today. Russ, we're getting out of here, buddy. You got anything you want to tell everybody before we get out of here?
Yeah, just take 5 minutes for yourselves a day, relax, do some breathing, let the stress roll away, and grab a moon pie and a Mountain Dew.
Grab a moon pie and a Mountain Dew and chill. Yeah. All right. Well, we're going to wrap it up. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. You guys are awesome. Thanks for coming in. If you haven't done it yet, hit those follow buttons and come back. We will be here tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. sharp Pacific time, 10 a.m. Eastern time. Come on in for our tomorrow's Wednesday. Tomorrow's Wednesday. We have Shannon Lynn Jordan. Shannon Lynn Jordan is our co-host on Wednesdays. She's going to be coming in, and you never know what's going to happen with Shannon. It's always a guessing game what's going to go on. But it's going to be good. And Shannon, are you still in the chat room? If you are, I want you to know I have everything lined up for you. Everything's ready to go. So we're ready to go. We got the horns ready to go. All right. Anyway, Eric is going to share with us about the podcasts that are coming up that you might want to find interesting, or that you will find interesting, and check them out. All right, Eric.
Well, I know on Podbean today, I mean, I'm sure you'll be Duke James and Milk Dog, and the Frankie D Show should be going live about 3 p.m. Eastern time today. And I don't know about Substance for Days if they're going on around 2 Eastern time, but... But, of course, later on in prime time, you'll have the Dude Man podcast and Outside of Normal. But later in the week, you'll have the Potluck podcast, Slack Radio 2 Alpha, Low Standards of Sports, and The Swap Doesn't Lie also coming up. And hopefully, the Beans and Weenie show will be coming back very soon. So hopefully, Scooter and Spanky will keep us posted. But otherwise, we look forward to coming back tomorrow morning and look forward to also having Ralph back before we go live tomorrow.
Yes, and keep an eye out for Van Life Pantry, the Johnny Tacos Show. Check him out. Amber May Podcast, Dewey Griffith Podcast on Sundays, Opinionated Lushes. I think they go live on Saturdays on YouTube. Check these girls out. Foolish Thoughts by A Fool for Learning. Two Old Farts Podcast. Check them out. The Super Had Not Brothers Podcast on YouTube. And our good friends, Marley773 of the Underground Shuffle Podcast. Check him out. He goes live on Thursdays at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Check him out. Hey, if you're having a hard time finding us, we are on about 17, 18 different formats. We've just been added to Boomplay. You can find the Old Man Nice. Podcast on Boomplay, and you can find us there. You can also find us on the main ones, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iTunes, Apple Podcasts, and Amazon Music. You can find us there. But we are now on about 18 different platforms to look for us. You can find us. But like I said, you want to listen to our podcast, you want to get caught up, just go to our webpage. Go to www.theoldmanspodcast.com, and you can check out the 100 or so episodes that we have in our library there. And just have fun. Check it out. Hey, it's Tuesday. Get out there and have a great day. This is the second Taco Tuesday of the year. Get out there and have you some tacos. Maybe wash it down with a little tequila. Yeah, just get out there and have a good thing. Yeah. Oh, man, what a great day. We're at a great show, Eric. Thank you. Russ, thanks, buddy. And thanks again to Short Pants Robert. Thanks again to Only Crazy Lady. And to our good friend, Karate Jane, for joining the conversation. It's been great. Love seeing you all in there. Miss Dixie. yeah, come on back tomorrow. Miss Dixie, good to see you pop in. Shannon, thanks for coming in. And Shep, there's so many, I can't thank you all. But just thanks for being here. And we will be here tomorrow. Come on in, join the fun. Let's have a great day.
Catch on the fuck, everybody.
T-Bone, say hi to your mom for me. All right, we're out of here, everybody. Later, Gators.